All passengers flying with Global Air Force are now boarding at Gate 1.
And here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
We have a most unusual guest today. His name is David Hogan. While on an airplane to the oil fields in Alaska, United States, he received a direct challenge from God to be that man who was no hypocrite, but a man that sought after and walked in the power of God. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior and immediately returned on the next flight. And here he is, the outrageous and wild man of God, David Hogan.
I'm going to pick that bottle up. And everybody knows because of the weight of it, I'm going to see what's in there. It came into my world. It's my responsibility to figure it out. So I reach and get it. It's quite weighty. I thought, wonder what? Must be a stalk of bananas up in there. So, okay, we got it. Hang on. So, this woman walks up and she says to me, nothing. See, when people believe in the power of God in you, they have very little to say about it, anything. And she laid this bundle down on the table. That's right beside my preaching Bible was right on. We do little bitty tables. And my preaching Bible was laying right down on this table, and there was a bundle put there, a little blanket, just a blanket. And I'm looking at that blanket, and I'm looking at the mother. I don't know her. She's one of our sisters, of course. I don't know her. But everybody knows me. You notice how when you started coming bringing stuff up, I started participating. I'm in. You think you got faith? I do too. You want to see the rain? I know how to bring it. It's called the Holy Ghost showers of many blessings. Everybody knows I'm going to pick that bundle up. And everybody knows because of the weight of it, I'm going to see what's in there. It came into my world. It's my responsibility to figure it out. So I reach and get it. It's quite weighty. I thought, wonder what? Must be a stalk of bananas up in there. I open up that thing. Oh, no, not fortunate enough to get a brand new stalk of bananas cut and brought up there so I can eat it while I'm talking. It's a dead baby. All right. So, what do you do now?
Well, brother, pray. Praise the Lord. pass me my Starbucks.
Listen, I need a little bit stronger word than that, brother. I'm dealing with somebody's baby that died. It's not a cliche. Somebody is in mourning. Somebody's hurting. And they brought that thing there because they thought I might get help. Well, they're right. Because like I told you, I'm a good grandpa. I reach and get this baby, and I take the blanket off and throw it down on the table. And I'm looking at the lady. She won't look at me. Her eyes are fixed on the floor because where I live, that's the way they do. And I'm walking back and forth. I'm looking around at these elders there. They're there. And boy, when I get in this kind of a stance, not very many people will look me face to face. It's because I lost all the jokes all of a sudden. When you're holding a dead baby in your hand, and it's now my responsibility to change the atmosphere and the condition and circumstance. Now, you understand how strong that is? What is somebody asking me to do? It's not even possible by anybody's standards. So I don't deal with the cliches very well. I don't get it. I don't get the whole cute. I mean, I joke all the time, but I don't get the cute deal. I got a dead human being in my hands that I can do nothing about until you read the Bible. And then it says, I have put my spirit in him. I have filled him with wisdom. I have given him ability. I have given him intelligence. I have given him knowledge. In him he possesses my craftsmanship. My Bible says, and God crafted the world. So if God can do that, and if God's in me, what is it? What is it? Why is it something that's so far out of your reach? If the day you got born again, it was handed to you. How can that be? How can you feel like it's so far away from you? When you possess it because Jesus is in you. The blood covenant gives you permission. You have the inheritor's right. So, I'm holding this baby, and I said to it, now you listen to me. I command you to obey me. This is a dead baby, 7 hours, the whole deal. And I told the mother, come back and get your baby raised from the dead. It's still dead. The daddy gets up. And he comes up there, he's crying. I said, take your son. God raised him from the dead. But what I'm seeing is the same dead, stiff baby. And I handed it to him. And he studied me. He studied me for about, it must have been a minute. It was very uncomfortable. He was deciding whether to take his machete out and chop me or to believe me. But he decided to believe me. The truth is, I'm right. And it makes you like I am when you are. And so, he turns around to the wife now. Dead baby in his hands. His baby. Here's our son raised from the dead. And she studied him now. And when mama reaches out, now I'm telling you, there ain't much I fear in life. But you got you a grandma, a mama, something like that, buddy, you better have your hackles up. Something's finna happen. You better be afraid, because God backs them people. She reached, and she looked at me in the face, said, thank you. And when she touched that little baby, you should have seen it. I wish I could make it happen for you. She grabs that baby, and it goes, ah! It came back to life. Is this teaching okay?
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh Lord, his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see. But still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 oh.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Listen in to the boyland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of joy awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.